Welcome to This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty, the number one destination for Seinfeld fans. This is Two Up and Two Down. Here's our producer, Chris, to start us off.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And today we got a season one episode, The Stakeout. And Chris, what do you got for your first up?
The Stakeout season one. This was the first episode after The Chronicles. So essentially the first episode, 22 and a half million people saw this on a Thursday night. Believe it or not, this Thursday night, Cosby, A Different World, Cheers, all reruns. Seinfeld premiered The Stakeout, and then L.A. Law was after it, another rerun. And they dominated the ratings. Beat the NBA Conference Finals. Unbelievable. So here we go. Two up, two down, The Stakeout. I'm going to go, you know, I'm tough on Jerry a lot, but I got to tell you, Jerry had some balls on him to show up at that elevator with his dopey friend, George, not knowing if this girl Vanessa was with that guy. I mean, when you're watching this, that looked like the boyfriend, you know, arm around, a little chit chat. I know she was flirting with Jerry, but a lot of balls there by Jerry. I give him a lot of credit. And then obviously, you know, you date immature men, and that was, you know, a nice funny line there. So for me, I'm giving Jerry a thumbs up on his just, you know, obviously the Elaine dynamic, they're, you know, friends, that's interesting in this early episode. We'll talk about it, but for him to show up, and obviously with George was incredible. So that's my first up.
Yeah. I was going to say that's one of the things I mentioned or wrote down in notes is, yeah, just that's what you want from two friends, having each other's back, in situations like that. So, good one. Tony, over to you. What's your first up?
Yes, as Chris mentioned, this is the episode, right? This is the first episode, really, you know, for all intents and purposes, this is the first episode, folks. And it was Elaine's first episode. And to me, Elaine delivers in this episode. I think this is a really, really good Elaine episode for her, especially for her first episode. You know, they bring her in. She's the ex-girlfriend. They got to set that up, obviously. We know where they're going with that. I just thought we're getting a lot of what Elaine becomes in this. A lot, you know, a wedding. Have you lost it, man? I love that line. I go back to that line so many times. I always forget that this is her first. This is her first ever episode, right? So she's bringing it with that. Have you lost it, man? She's got the poof. She's ready to go to the wedding with Jerry. It sets everything up perfectly when she's in the cab with Jerry. She's all pissed off. That's great. I mean, this is Elaine had to deliver in this. She had to be the ex-girlfriend / friend. She had to play both sides of it. She had to be cool. Even at the end, when she got the boyfriend and she, you know, ribs Jerry a little bit, you know, and he's pretty funny too. And that's where Jerry gets mad, the whole thing. I thought this is a solid, solid Elaine episode. Her introduction to Elaine, she brought it. She was not going to let this opportunity slip by. We know this, the other characters were kind of one-offs. She had her chance. She stuck with it. I think Julia delivered. I'm just going to give her my up on this one. And I know I'm taking a big one, but I think she was so good and needed to be good. And she was, and that's my up.
No, I think, yeah, that's a well-deserved up to Elaine there. So, Chris, over to you. What's your second up?
Yeah, you forget it's Elaine's first episode ever. And I love that you lost it, man. Incredible. But you know what? This, you know, a lot of my partner might not like this one. A lot of you fans out there. But you know what I'm giving credit to? An up in this episode? Original Morty. I thought he brought it. I mean, how about Lonnie Anderson? It's a funny line. I mean, he was the guy who hatched the whole Stakeout plan. I mean, really good stuff. And he was taking some jabs at Helen there. Listen, they didn't keep him for a reason. I get it. But I wouldn't have been upset because he didn't have the robust personality. Obviously, we fell in love with Morty number two. But, you know, for the first episode, old Morty, you know, like I said, you turn it off. Am I uncomfortable seeing him like I perhaps am with the first Lipman, or I like the first Frank too, so I don't want to go there too much. But for me, I like the Lonnie Anderson line. Maybe that's what got me, you know. WKRP in Cincinnati, obviously, was going on at that part. You know, clearly she looked nothing like her, but nevertheless, funny line. That's what made it funny. So for me, I'm going to throw original Morty a bone here.
All right. Yeah. Good call there. That actor was Philip Burns. Bruns, who played Morty there. So shout out to him. And Tony, over to you. What's your second down?
Oh, second up.
Second up.
Yeah. My second up. Listen, O'Hara touched on it early on with Jerry and the balls and bringing his knucklehead friend. This is George. I mean, yeah, O'Hara touched on this. We got to keep reading. This is the first episode, folks. I mean, George in the Chronicles, in the pilot, we talked about, well, I think we did a two up, a two down on this. He's not George. He's like the winner in that episode. He's telling Jerry what's going on. Signals, Jerry, signals. He's all, but then they realize, I don't know what happened. Larry David must have been like, what's going on? We got to have, and then George becomes George in this. Obviously, the first Vandalay mentioned, the whole, I forgot who I am. Who am I? You know, best line, railroads. Don't engineers do that? They can, he says. This is George. We're setting the tone for George as well. You know, the loyalty with his friend, the lying, the wanting to be an architect. Obviously, that gets carried out throughout the series. The Vandalay gets carried out throughout the series. But this starts it all. To Joe Harris' point, you know, George is going to miss this. What am I going to do? He skips out of work. Doesn't need to show it. But I'm going to go with you to this thing. I got to be here for this. Love to see it. You know, we start to see more of this in the phone message in season two. But this starts it all. This is George, you know, going along, being the wingman for his buddy, you know, ready to tell the lie, wants to be the architect, but then forgets who he is. Who am I? You know, the whole thing. Great, great back and forth with Vanessa with the whole railroads thing. I always get a kick out of that. So that's my second up is George. I think I'm giving one to Elaine and one to George, and I think they both deserve it.
Yeah, definitely. George deserves a credit in this episode as well. So, Chris, we're going to do the downs now. What's your first one?
You know, I have a decent amount of downs. I'm really struggling with this. You know, I'm giving ups for the parents, but my down might actually be that as well. Like, I didn't need the parents right away. Like, let the show breathe without introducing parents yet. Okay. And then that whole like long conversation Jerry had with the parents, I get it's foundational. They had to talk about the Elaine stuff, but they could have had that conversation with George or even Kramer to some degree. I didn't need Helen and Morty, first off, sleeping on the couch, which I didn't get either. It doesn't even have one bedroom, and Jerry says he was sleeping at Kramer's. So I don't know what's going on there. Like, the room's in the back. Am I wrong? So I like Morty, but I didn't need the parents here. Like, this was important. This was important to get a lot out of these characters. And to Tony's point, is like Elaine was the only one shining here, to a higher degree. So for me, that's my first down. Is just kind of the framework of the show and bringing in the parents right away, episode one like this. A little too much. I think the characters need to breathe and didn't need the parents there.
All right, yeah, that's a good observation there. So I agree with that. Tony, over to you. What's your first down?
Yeah, great observation. I wrote down the same thing. Jerry says, I'm staying over at Kramer's. Well, you have a bedroom. What are you doing? It made no sense, especially as we know he would never stay at Kramer's if he had a choice later on. Obviously, we know that. Excuse me. So my down is actually, well, O'Hara's up there a little bit, and even more, I'm going to pile on a little bit, because I thought to O'Hara's point, you know, if you want to have the parents, fine. I think there's a reason they didn't use the dad further on. I thought not only was the dad not great, he wasn't a character. He was just a guy. He doesn't have the face and the mat. He just didn't have a characterness to him that we get from Morty. And then we get from eventually Frank. But so the dad was a down, plus the Uncle Mac. You know, we don't have real Uncle Leo yet. We don't, you know, it's Uncle Mac. That guy was not good. Based on my experiences, you know, the whole thing there. Cousin Artie Levine, John Cougar Mellencamp. I didn't like that whole thing. All of Jerry's family really kind of was a big down for me in this. And I'm glad they ended up not using them. later on. I think they found a little bit more to go with Leo and things like that. Maybe that's what they were hoping for with these guys. But I thought Uncle Mac and cousin Artie Levine and the dad all kind of brought this down for me. To Harris' point, I think, you know, and if this was later on, they would have had maybe Kramer tell Jerry about the whole stakeout thing, not the dad. You know, Howard mentioned the dad hatched the idea. That's why they were there, maybe to carry that through. And then the wedding part, they needed the family there. So I'm not so much down on the fact that the family was there. I just didn't like the characters. That's kind of what brought it down for me, that they didn't bring anything to the table, those characters. I think they tried to, but I think they fell flat. So that's my down.
Yeah, good points there. So Chris, over to you. Back to your second down.
And it's already Levine. and here's the thing. I think you're knowing what you know. So the way I'm trying to grade this is watching it for the first time. So my interpretation of Morty there was that he had those funny lines, blah, blah, blah. Of course, we know what Morty became. He's hilarious and he became a character. I know, and it's hard to grade this knowing that because that's in the back of your head. Same with Uncle Leo, the whole thing. So, okay. Second down. Yeah. So, you know, we talked about Elaine. You know, I kind of got upset at Elaine. Like, was it the cab ride? That was a little long, too. But she's so mad at Jerry. Like, Jerry's doing her a favor going to this stupid dinner at the bar. Or it's like, I don't know what it was. They're sitting down and going to a bar, but whatever. Like, let him flirt. Like, you guys establish yourself. You're breaking up. I know. It's foundational. I get it. But it became a like you could feel it getting a little deep, you know? And I didn't like that, you know, from Jumpstart. Like, again, it's a show about no hugging, the whole thing. And she shouldn't even care and get upset. And just it was a little awkward in that sense, you know, from the opening scene, which I, you know, Tony mentioned, I think Elaine knocked out of the park, which just it was just dragged on a little too long. I think they could have got snappier explaining, you know, those two, what the situation was, rather than dragging it on and then dragging it to the cab. So I didn't like some of that early chemistry and explanation of their relationship early on. So that's my second down.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. And then Tony, give us your final down here, please.
Yeah, I wrote that down, by the way. Like, they're at this fancy restaurant with the piano playing and everything. Aren't they like in their early 30s at this point? Like, just go to a bar, hang out. There was a weird dinner dynamic. They're all wearing suits and stuff. Didn't get that either. My second down, and I get your point about you got to look at it as is, but these are all things that I thought about even watching it live. You know, you're thinking like, am I going to keep watching the show? First time I'm seeing it, right? They like, so I didn't like the family then either. So I will say that, but this part may be a little bit leaning towards what I know later, but I still think there's not enough George. And we get him late, very late, to Harris' point. That long conversation with the parents maybe could have been quicker. You know, give me a little bit more George. He could have, maybe instead of the Elaine cab ride, Jerry goes back to Monk's, which we, you know, we're not doing that Monk's conversation with George yet in this episode, right? So this is when we could have used it, to Harris' point. We don't know this yet, but I'm just kind of saying there's not enough George. And obviously there's not enough Kramer, but that was kind of always my take. And also at the beginning, we didn't really get a lot of Kramer. This is the first time it's Kramer for all those out there, obviously with the trivia and everything else. So really what my down here is as much as I like the establishment, and I'm not going to knock this episode too much as a first episode, because I like it a lot. I am going to say my down is George. Is George in that scene I described, but he's not the George that we really want in this episode. I think he could have done a lot more in this. They just didn't give him enough yet. You know, that's just what happens when you're early on. They're setting Elaine up more. Maybe take out some of that family crap that I mentioned and give me more George conversation. I mean, this is a perfect Jerry George conversation about Elaine and are we dating, are we not dating, all that kind of stuff, and that could have been a good play there, but we didn't get it. So that's my down.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Tony. Yeah, that's good points there as well. So let's go back to Chris and wrap it up with grades and thoughts here. What do you got for the stakeout?
All valid points there. And it's, you know, knowing what we know, right? I mean, you know, Sagan, Bennett, Robbins, Oppenheimer, Taft, iconic. Have you lost it, man? Iconic. The elevator, introducing Art Vandelay, iconic, okay? Let me get those iconics out of the way. You mentioned it, Artie Levine, you know, Jerry Cooker Bellicamp, High Finance, Bulls Bears. A lot of these scenes just dragged, right? It was, listen, we talk about Jerry and Elaine only episodes, right? There's some powerful ones, right? Down in Florida, obviously, Tony made that an A+. This certainly is not that. How do I put this? They could have made this much tighter, but again, this is the second episode. These guys don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're trying to explain this relationship. I think they failed at it, you know. And they had a gem in George and a gem in Kramer, didn't even use them, right? To your point. And I liked a little bit of Morty, but they were using the parents and the cousins and people we didn't need. Listen, they hired that four for a reason. Use them. They didn't do that. So, and again, I know it's foundational. I know it's Larry and Jerry, and I don't know what the hell's going on yet. And they're finding their way. And I guarantee you, the network and Castle Rock, they're probably all over them for this. Well, we have to explain this or that. So I think they struggle with that a little bit. And believe me, they found their way fast. I have two grades. You know, this is hard for me to do. I have to be tough grader here. And I'm not turning this off. It's not one of those episodes, okay? Stakeout's a C-. So a little low. But I got to be fair. After analyzing this and all the things Tony mentioned, you know, a couple lines from George just... not lifting it up. Elaine is a rookie here, brought the weight. Jerry kind of flatlined. I gotta be fair. So, stakeout, second episode, C-.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. And Tony, let's get to you. Well, what do you got here?
Wow. No sentimentality here, huh? Just a hard-nosed grade. Damn. Ouch. Okay. Here we go. Listen, I mean, no, it's not the pen. And the pen just had Elaine and Jerry, and I gave that an A+. So we're not going there, obviously. But, I mean, at the time, this was as good as a sitcom gets. To Harris' point, I mean, they had to set this up, right? They set it up well. I got sentimentality up the yin-yang on this one. I love Vanessa. We didn't really get to her too much. I think she's great in this. Very cute, very flirty, just so good with Jerry and the whole thing with George. Quone, I mean, yeah, we didn't get any Kramer, but Quone lives on forever. I mean, Quone's one of the top all-timers for me. Just one of those ones that always stuck, you know, patient gets disruptive. You Quone him, you know, medical dictionary, you know, Simon Bennett, Oppenheimer, Taft. I mean, the whole thing, Jerry, in the inner monologue early on, that's what they were doing. You know, oh my gosh, he's unbelievable. He just keeps repeating it to himself. Simon Bennett, Oppenheimer, Taft, who am I, Rich Little? High Finance, Bulls, Bears, people from Connecticut, another great line. I mean, there's good lines in here, good foundation. I mean, I was going to go, I got a couple of written down. I'm not going as low as O'Hara. I think sentimentality plays a big part in this for me. I like the opening stand up with the checkbook. If you were around back then, my mom used to always write checks, Pathmark. But what's going on? It was a crazy thing. Listen, maybe I'm too high on this one, but I'm giving the stakeout a B-, a full letter grade above. To O'Hara's point, I'm not turning it off. I'm thinking in the C range, he's usually talking turn off. I get it, though. I see where he's coming from. You're not getting George. You're not getting Kramer. The family was a rough go. I think he's a little hard on the Elaine-Jerry dynamic. You know, they had to do it. They did it. Got it out of the way. As I mentioned, Elaine was a big up for me. So I'm probably a little high on this one, but to those that sleep on early ones, you know, this is not DEF stuff. This is a solid episode. And I'm giving it a B minus. I'm going to go out on a limb here with a stakeout and go B minus. I think I was in a good mood when I watched all these, because I got a lot of high grades written down. Whatever it might be, B minus for the stakeout.
I certainly agree more with Tony here with a B minus type of grade. But hey, you guys brought up great points. So there, you know, there's going to be people that are going to fall on both sides of the fences with you two. So yeah, I definitely appreciate your comments here, and I hope everybody tunes in for our next episode. So thank you guys, and we'll see you on the next one.